Patient's name is Layla Caldwell. First name L-A-Y-L-A. Last name C-A-L-D-W-E-L-L. Date of birth is 8/22/2017. Date of service is 1/25/2022. This is Tiffany Galloway, nurse practitioner. History of present illness. This 5-year-old female presents to the clinic complaining of pain with urination that just began last night. She's also been having frequent urination. Mom thinks she possibly has a UTI. Allergies, she's allergic to an unknown antibiotic. Current medication denies medical history, asthma, surgical history, denies social history, denies exposure to secondhand smoke. ROS, CHPI, vital signs, heart rate is, was not taken. Respiratory rate, 20, temp 98.3, O2, 98, and she weighs 34 pounds. Physical exam general, she's alert, appropriate for age, well nourished, well groomed. H-E-E-N-T, mucous membranes, moist pupils, pearl. Negative JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2. Respirations even, unlabored, clear to auscultation bilaterally. Abdomen, soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4. Extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro. ANO times 4, gait steady, skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesion. Addendum for GU, patient does have a very mild suprapubic tenderness, but denies CVA tenderness. Assessment and plan number 1, urinary tract infection acute. Number 2, dysuria. Now, patient did have a UA done in the office, which does show trace blood and very little proteinuria. Patient will be given an antibiotic for urinary tract infection, which will include ceftonir, to take once a day for 10 days. If patient has any worsening of symptoms, mom will bring her back to the clinic for further evaluation and possible further testing. Mom does agree with this plan of care, and she was given an opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.